So, Sue, you said you wanted help with your project, though I don't know why. You're miles ahead of me.
I know it seems that way, but I'm really having doubts about several aspects. Can we go through it? It's on the laptop.
Sure, fire away.
Right. Well, let's start with the aims and objectives. I've listed both the broad purpose and what I want to achieve. I am going to move them around a bit, but overall, I think that section is all in order.
Next.
Okay, so the background. Here, I'm talking about values and social change and the morals of young people.
It looks quite thorough, Sue, but you've neglected the plans that teenagers put in place to prepare themselves for their next life stage. It's a difficult period, if I remember rightly. I think you should include that somewhere.
Yes, I see what you mean. I hadn't thought of that, but I remember that turning 18 was an important event for me. What about the methods? I admit I found that section challenging. I think I've said the same thing over and over and need to be more succinct.
Not necessarily. Sometimes a little repetition simply underlines the point you're trying to make. Right, let's look at the structure.
Now, about that. I'm uncertain if some of my research questions are feasible, and I just don't like the way my questionnaire is presented.
In what way?
Well, I adapted some of the questions from a youth development questionnaire I found online, one from the late 20th century. I guess I'm fairly happy with the content now, although I reckon I could make some improvements. But I'm really concerned about how I've arranged it. I just couldn't get it looking right.
I'm not sure, to be honest, Sue. I think the structure's not unclear, and I like the way you've put it together. I think you just need to shorten the list of questions. I'm not convinced anyone would want to give you that much information. Perhaps half the number to 50 items. You'll be more likely to get a response.
Well, I guess I could. Maybe 100 is a little too many. What about the conclusion?
Well, I like the way you've connected youth values with education, and you've got some strong evidence to support your argument about illegal activities and being extremely poor, so I think you should make this link a little more obvious, to be honest.
Okay, I'd go along with that. Thanks for your advice, Tony. You've been brilliant.